Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to Bebop Tales, the show where magic happens. What do you think of that? You all sent in so many great catchphrases for the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian that I'm a little jealous I don't have an amazing one for this show. So I thought the show where magic happens might work, but I don't know, I'm not really feeling my creative self right now.
Really?
I did have the idea that I could call it Bebop Tales, the show that only happens when I successfully pull off a prank on Jonahan Messingham and distract him, like when I make it so that his computer printer no longer prints paper, but only cheese.
What the? Is that cheddar?
So he's too distracted to notice that I'm using his computer because he's allergic to cheese. Plus, magic happens. But that seemed too long. If you have any other ideas, please let me know. I could use them.
Ah, it's all melted.
Jonathan, please, I'm doing a show. Now listen, something very strange has happened. Like I said, I'm not really feeling myself, and that's because last week I credited our listener, Anya, with the question about volcano lava monster living chicken nuggets. But I mistakenly did not credit her big brother Atticus with asking about laser shoes and monorails. Now, Atticus emailed me, and I love getting emails from my listeners, but this one really hit home, and I'm gonna read it to you now. Curse you, Bebop. My cute little sister got credit for the question about laser shoes and monorails, and you didn't say my name. But actually, I don't care, because I'm 9 now and super mature, although I still love the show. Atticus, I'm glad you still love the show, and thank you for the kind words, but no thanks for the curse. I don't know how you did it, but ever since you cursed me, I haven't been able to laugh right. I still can laugh, but it comes out all weird. And I think the only way to get rid of this curse is to laugh a lot. So I thought we could take a teeny tiny break from the action to listen to some listener jokes. But I'm a little embarrassed by what my laugh sounds like now, so you have to promise you won't laugh at my laugh. And we'll see if we can get this curse that Atticus put on me off. And don't worry, on Friday, we'll be back, and you'll learn all about how Pandolf and I got out of that volcano lava monster living chicken nuggets predicament.
Ugh, mozzarella.
Jonahan, please, this is serious. Okay, first up is a joke from our pal Evan. Evan, take it away.
I'm 5 years old from Seattle, and I have a joke to tell you. There was two aliens, and they were in a race. And their names was 2 and 1. And they were in a race, and 2 said, I won.
Laka, 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 laka.
See, my laugh is all messed up. Atticus.
Okay, let's keep the jokes going. Miles, why don't you tell us a joke?
Hi, my name is Miles. I'm six, and I'm from Miami. And I have a joke for you. What's an astronaut's favorite music?
I don't know. What is it?
Moon rock.
It's terrible. All right, let me tell a joke, and we'll see if that breaks the curse. What do you get when you shoot Jonathan Messingham into outer space? Like, if you tied Jonathan to a rocket, shot him into outer space, what do you get? A Johnstellation.
Eh, not bad, but it's hard to crack yourself up.
Okay, how about our listener Nora tells us a joke?
This is a joke from Nora, who's 5, from Brooklyn, New York. And here's my joke. What do you call a saddle with a light on it? What? A satellite.
Oh, man. My laugh is still not coming back. All right, how about I got another joke? Jonathan told me this one, so if you don't like it, blame him. What do you call a cold alien? What do you call a cold alien? An extraterrestrial. Jonathan, these jokes are supposed to make me laugh.
Sorry, Bebop, but I'm hip deep in cheese curds right now.
A likely excuse. All right, let's get a joke from Chloe from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm 5 years old from Denver, Colorado, and I have a joke. What's Foley's favorite game? Volleyball.
Hey, hey, is everything okay, Bebop?
Yeah, why?
Well, you were making that weird noise. I thought maybe you were choking on something.
No, Jonathan. That's how I laugh now.
Oh, really? All right, I'm just going to put in some earplugs and work on my cheese printer over here.
Achoo! Yeah, you do that, Jonathan. Okay, Max, tell us a joke.
How does a chef get to Mars? He flies his hot saucer.
Leap, 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 leap. This curse. Ari, can you tell us a joke, please?
Hi, my name is Ari. I live in California, Oakland. I am 6 years old. And my joke is, what do monkeys eat in outer space? Bananalians.
Lucy, how about your joke?
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm from Rock Hill, New York, and I'm 5, and here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stan.
Stan who?
Stand back, I think I'm gonna sneeze.
Snip, snip, snip. I swear I'm never gonna get my laugh back. Alright, how about, I got a new joke for you. How about this? What do you call it when a tooth blocks out the sun? What do you call it when a tooth blocks out the sun? A molar eclipse. Oh, it's never gonna come back. What am I gonna do? Andrew, can you help me out?
I am Andrew from South Carolina, and I have a joke. How do people surf in outer space? By the Milky Waves.
See, I can only clap now because I don't have a laugh anymore. Okay, one more joke and then we're going to call it a day. But I don't have high hopes. DJ, can you tell us a joke, please?
Hi, I'm DJ. I'm from Philippines. And I'm 6 years old. And I have 3 jokes for you. Joke, joke, joke.
Oh, it worked. I worked. My laugh is back. Oh, thank you so much, DJ. Your 3 jokes broke the power of Atticus's curse. And Atticus, I'm not mad at you. I don't blame you for cursing me. It's unforgivable that I forgot to mention you last week. All right, so we'll be back on Friday with a full episode about Volcano Lava Monster Little Chicken Nuggets.
With cheese.
No, Jonathan, please. Leave the comedy to the professionals and the kids. Thanks. And if you could clean up in here, please. It's starting to really smell like melted cheese in here.
That's because you...
Jonathan, please, I'm doing a show. I don't interrupt you when you're doing your show. All right, we'll be back on Friday with a full episode all about volcano lava monster living chicken nuggets. And hopefully, Jonathan gets this printer working again so I can print out some art for me to eat.
Bebop, you did this. I don't want to print quesadillas.
A likely story, Jonathan. All right, everybody, see you next week.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.